Chapter 6, Bye Bye Birdie. Emmy Lou and Ziggy were crouched next to the school wall, hiding from the snotboard which was waddling round the schoolyard. They had spent yesterday crushing thousands of tiny balls of black pepper into the finest dust, mixing it with flour and adding every spice they could get from their parents' kitchens. Chili powder, nutmeg, cinnamon, and even curry powder. Their eyes were red, their skin was itchy, and their arms were sore. But it was worth it, because now they had three paper bags full of their homemade sneezing powder. Emmy Lou carefully attached one of the bags to a hook, which dangled from the end of Grandad's old fishing rod. Then Ziggy, with a strong swing, launched the paper bag over the school wall to where the snotboard was waddling. As the bag flew past the bird's head, Ziggy snapped the rod backwards. The bag burst open as the hook was ripped out, releasing a cloud of fine white dust that spread out for yards, lingering in the air. The bird was caught in the cloud, its grey feathers dusted with white powder.
"What's that?" it yelled. "Flour, are you going to bake me in a pie, you silly children?"
It blinked and blinked again. The powder was everywhere, in its eyes, in the back of its throat. It was very irritating, making its eyes water and its skin itch. And it was making it sniff. It had to... The bird squinted its eyes and its head started to shake from side to side. Squawked the snotboard. Choo! The bird had sneezed so hard it had blown itself backwards half the length of the playground. Another bag sailed in, exploding in a cloud of spicy dust right next to the monstrous bird. And another. "Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!" muttered the snotbird as it danced from one foot to the next, its eyes closed, its wings flapping by its side, completely overwhelmed by the need to sneeze. Achoo! A lump of snot fired into the basketball hoop with such force it bent over, and the bird was blown backwards again, crashing into the school building and falling forward onto its face.
Achoo! Achoo! Achoo!
With each sneeze, the bird was thrown backward, and a jet of snot flew dangerously in the other direction. In between sneezes, the bird was reeling, spinning dizzily in circles, flapping its wings under its beak and muttering, "Oh my! Oh no! There was silence in the schoolyard. The children waited for the familiar chew of the sneeze, but what they heard was more like a bang, and what looked like a cloud of dust shot out of the bird's nostrils. The bird was thrown all the way across the schoolyard and through the front doors of the school. As the children got nearer, they saw that the snotbird was fast asleep, its head tucked under its wing, but they could hear its breathing, and it was completely normal. There wasn't so much as a sniffle. The bird's airways were completely clear. "We cured it," whispered Emmy Lou, trying not to disturb the sleeping monster. "Birds can get dust trapped in their airways, and it can make them ill."
"Do you think it'll leave?" asked Anna.
Emmy Lou looked around the schoolyard. Everything was covered in slime.
"I can't think why it would stick around here," she said. "This place is terrible."
"Looks like we can come back to school next week," said Joe, "after a clean-up. Now let's get our parents back to work."